The People First Podcast is a show presented by people with learning disabilities for our friends and a community. We talk about issues that are important to us and they interview interesting people to find out new information. This is our way to make a difference and have our voices heard.
Hello and welcome to People First Podcast. This week we are sharing some work what we have been doing in the office. We had social media and online safety week at the end of February, wanting to share some of that work to our listeners. A couple of our podcast team to share some the topics what we work on together and explain some of the things we learned and thought about.
Our first topic was look at the different kind before digital media and how they are all different. Some of the different websites we looked at what people use it for. Facebook is quite a general website. You can do photos, videos, posts, editing, almost anything. You have friends who you can choose to and are removed. Twitter are sometimes on called X is similar to Facebook because you can do photos, videos and posts, but there is a limit to the length for your posts. Everyone can follow you unless you set your account as private. Instagram is memory before posts and photos and videos. All posts have an image or video on it. YouTube is just before videos and you can have videos for any length and about almost everything. TikTok is similar, but like Twitter, there is a limit to the length of what you can post, so it shows their videos. Snapchat is for instant photos, and messaging it is a lot more casual and isn't used before professionals. We don't have a Snapchat account. LinkedIn is only before professional people. It is used for networking and also before sending new addresses and jobs.
Our second session was about time for the career with the from of the danger of being online on social media. Forever if you put the can be even the free shop for everything the way that they could be reported. Be careful about what you put can say Baba if you find a puppy that my uncle Yoba from Abu Pivina in the neck. The other maybe come from the flat, the location, and people can see where you are. There are a lot of things and from the movie, from the my even pretend from him. There are a lot of drama in my life, the family and the nature of money. They come from the confetti.
Fishing, that is spelt with a PH, not an F. When people try and send you something, when people try and
get you to click on a link, give away some information important to be on the lookout for this. We will be all
had emails. We have won money. Our new phone asking our details to confirm, or our strange message asking us to click a link to give them information. Always important to be cautious. They will often
pressure you giving them what they want. Never give out personal life. You are 100% sure.
Whoever is on the other side, if you are ever unsure, ask for support. Check with that person, company contacted you in person, or ringing number on their website.
Communicating online when talking to someone online, you might change the way you talk depending on you. It is, we put out 3 different groups we might talk to on social media. 1. Friends and family. We could talk evil. We could talk about our parents' opinion and photos. We could send messages at any time. Colleagues. We would always talk privately. We wouldn't talk about personal matters and would only talk about work. We would message during work hours. Company or group. Even we message a group on a hall of people first, quickly creeping. We would be sure to talk professionally. We are work representing. Our work, not just ourselves. So we wouldn't mention any some parents.
Making an underdimple to make an underdimple that put your information afloat. It's a new deferring checklist. Make it to the point and not too long. Include all information of what, where, why, when and how you to the ask photographs, videos and audio, tagging people, organisations and places that are involved with your poll means it will show up in their notification and help them find the poll. you could use ethnic to categorize your food to make it easier for people to find them. For example, we often use learning disabilities so people who look for a poor can find out. We would ask people to write comments for and draw your post to help more people see them. This is called a DTA, so it's a call to action.
Saying rude and unkind messages. Because anyone can see our messages as we are a company. Sometimes someone we don't know might leave a rude or unkind message. This could also happen on your personal profile. We discussed this in the office and thought about how best to respond to this. We thought the best steps we could follow were tell the member of staff as they're aware of it. Reply in a calm, professional way. And acknowledge that person's opinion. Try to make them feel heard. But then put across our point of view. Ignore them as they keep commenting or try to start an argument. But block or report them if it keeps happening or if they're threatening.
That is the work that we did in the office together, and we really hope that by sharing it, we can help you learn more about social media and being safe online if you have a learning disability and need support with your social media. You can get in touch with People First, Keighley and Craven. Either we can help or we can signpost you to another group that could help you with what you need. That's all for this episode. Thanks for listening and we'll see you next week.
Remember to comment, like, share on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. You can find us by searching for the People First Podcast. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you next time.